It's time for you to have your own custom.
You can't hear me. I don't know why, because I didn't access. It should be working fine.
Somebody just said they can hear you now.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you turn it up? I can't hear you. You're very, very low. Is this Dan or Sam? Yeah, turn it up. I can't hear you. Hello, hello. Ken, I can't hear you. No, I can't hear you at all. You're wrong, very,
headphones.
Very
faint. Hold on. Wrong headphones.
Okay, we have Jim Fetzer here. Go ahead, Jim, and tell us the latest.
Well, Bill, it's really fascinating how much is coming out about the whole business about Russia and no. Surveillance.
Okay. Who's the microphone? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us more about what's going on.
Bill, it's really fascinating. There's so much coming out about the whole Russia thing, which appears to have been...
please continue.
The FBI has been conducting an investigation since last summer, a widening investigation, and has found no clear link to Russia. This all appears to have been a fabrication by the DNC, which, of course, would not allow the FBI to have access to its servers to substantiate its claims that there had been Russian hacking. We know the actual story.
Don't you change anything there.
Well, these are what's producing the...
Yeah, okay. So, please continue.
The actual story, of course, appears to have been that Seth Rich, who was the IT guy for the DNC, became disillusioned with the sabotaging of Bernie Sanders' campaign, decided to blow the whistle, gave this treasure trove to Craig Murray, who's an intelligence analyst and UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, a friend of Julian Assange, to whom he transferred the documents, and Julian published them. Needless to say, WikiLeaks has never been faulted for publishing even one document that has been shown to be inauthentic. They have a peerless track record. And we know, of course, that Seth Rich paid the ultimate price, being shot multiple times in the back, evidently for his transgression and blowing the whistle, and where both Julian Assange and Craig Murray have stated on multiple occasions that they know the party who leaked these documents. There was no hacking, but they know the party who leaked the documents, and that he was not a Russian, and that Russia had no involvement, where Julian Assange, without being more specific, has offered a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the parties responsible for the death of Seth Rich.
Wow.
We also know, Bill, that the Obama administration has been investigating Trump since the spring of 2050. A top Democrat, who Marianne Marsh, a principal of the Dewey Square Group, a Democratic public affairs consulting firm, revealed the Obama administration had been investigating Trump since the spring of 2015, where the Donald announced his candidacy in June of 2015. So it appears that even before his announcement that the Obama people were investigating, very embarrassing. It had nothing to do with Russia, everything to do with politics. Sources in the intelligence community claim the potentially illegal revealing of names or unmasking of people in the Trump camp who were under surveillance was done purely for political purposes to hurt and embarrass candidate Trump and his team. The bombshell revelations come from rank-and-file members of the intelligence community who are fighting back against a stonewall by the leaders of the nation's spy agencies. Here's a rundown. Surveillance targeting the Trump team during the Obama administration began months ago, even before the president had become the GOP nominee in July. The spying on the Trump team had nothing to do with the collection of foreign intelligence or an investigation into Russian election interference. The spying was done purely for political purposes that have nothing to do with national security and everything to do with hurting and embarrassing Trump and the team. The person who did the unmasking was someone very well known, very high up, very senior in the intelligence world and not in the FBI. My guess would be it was either John Brennan, the head of the CIA, close ally of Obama, or even James Clapper, director of national intelligence, one or the other. Congressional investigators know the name of at least one person who was unmasking names. The initial surveillance on the Trump team led to a number of names being unmasked. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes, Republican of California, has known about the unmasking since January. Two sources in the intel community told Nunes, who did the unmasking, and told him at least one of the names of someone on the Trump team who was unmasked. The sources also gave Nunes the serial numbers of the classified reports that document the unmasking. It took Nunes a number of weeks to figure out how to see those intelligence reports because the intelligence agencies were stonewalling him and not allowing the chairman or other people to see them. There were only two places Nunes could have seen the information, where the sources work, which would have blown their cover, and the Eisenhower Executive Office Building on the White House grounds, which houses the National Security Council and has computers linked to the secure systems containing the reports he sought. And, Bill, this explains why Nunes had to go to the White House to gain access to this information and why the claims that he was therefore somehow in collusion with Trump are completely without foundation, pure political propaganda. Over and beyond, Sean Spicer has been attacking the media for ignoring the fact that Dr. Farkas, who is a high member of the Obama administration, this is a person who was a deputy secretary of defense, has confirmed that the surveillance was taking place. Here's a report about it. A former top Obama administration official has acknowledged efforts by your colleagues to gather intelligence on Trump team ties to Russia before Donald Trump took office, and to conceal the sources of that intelligence from the incoming administration. Evelyn Farkas, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense under Obama, made the disclosure while on the air with MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski. I was urging my former colleagues, and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill, it was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can, before President Obama leaves the administration, Farkas, who's now a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, said, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior Obama people who left, so it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about there, the Trump staff dealing with the Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, mean we'd no longer have access to that intelligence. Well, that's quite a stunning admission And Sean Spicer has been challenging the press to do something about it. In today's press conference at the White House, Sean Spicer shifted the conversation away from the nothing burger of who told Chairman Nunes about the Trump team being surveyed by the Obama administration to the public comments made by Dr. Farkas, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense specializing in Russia, who said, get as much information as you can to persons inside the intelligence apparatus for the purpose of preserving intel on the Trump team in an effort to hide it from the incoming administration.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, then I saw her try to walk that back. And if you just took her bold statements, you can't. There's no way. If she ever calls, she's number one witness to the grand jury. The Democrats, including all the way up to the senior Obama administration, are dead in the water, aren't they?
Well, I think it's a fascinating turn of events, and there's so much evidence now. The whole thing is backfiring on the DNC. James Corbett has done a show explaining how a private anti-Russian corporation named CrowdStrike is behind Russia DNC hacking meme. Remember, since the DNC would not allow the FBI access to their servers, they relied upon a third party, this outfit called CrowdStrike, that they had owned, that they had hired, who had ties to Hillary, and is a clearly corrupt entity to present this information on their behalf and to distract from the profoundly disturbing contents of the emails from Hillary Clinton on the one hand, which disclosed the pay-for-play use of the Department of State under Hillary to offer one example where she took $75 million from Australia in order to gain strong State Department support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which Australia believed would be a boon to its business. And, of course, the Pizzagate revelations from John Podesta, which have led to what I regard as the biggest political scandal in the history of the United States, which appears to involve major players in the government, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, John and Tony Podesta, the Michelle and Barack Obama, Brock for certain, Michelle probably, but in addition, figures like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and I'm now increasingly convinced Al Franken, who has been much too intense and vicious in attempting to, for example, scuttle the nomination of Sessions, Jeff Sessions, to be Attorney General. I think all of this motivated out of fear that their reputations are going to be destroyed, because the CIA and the Mossad, Bill, have set up a trap, a honeypot on this island in the Caribbean, colloquially referred to as Orgy Island, where you were flying in prominent politicians, and the island was loaded with intel apparatus, videos and all that, miniatures, where they captured all kinds of illicit, improper activities by these high members of Congress in the inappropriate, immoral activities, having sex with children, for example, in order to blackmail them. So this was an elaborate scheme to increase the influence of the Mossad and the CIA over Congress, especially in relation to what's going on in Syria, because that was a CIA-Mossad plan to take out the government of Syria, which because of Russian intervention is falling apart. And if with this exposure, if Donald Trump is successful in draining the swamp, then it's going to destroy the CIA-Mossad effort in Syria. It's going to be good for the Syrian people. It's going to be good for the American people. It's going to be bad for the CIA. It's going to be bad for the Mossad. It's going to do a great deal to restore integrity to the American government all by itself.
Yeah, in fact, this is going to be the backbreaker for the globalist intel cabal, isn't it?
I think it will, Bill. And here are a couple more stories about Russiagate. Hillary Clinton and John Podesta had troubling ties to Russia. It turns out, for example, John Podesta had 75,000 shares of stock in a Russian company that he did not disclose. This is very, very serious. There are multiple other ties that are coming forward. And get this, Israel has bought a social media monitoring system that can plant ideas in online discourse. In other words, Israel has bought a system that can manipulate content on the internet, which they're going to exploit to promote their own political agenda. This is all very shocking stuff.
Yeah, and I don't think people understand the kind of level of technology nowadays, do they? Subliminal insertion of ideas. And even when they came up with Vault 7, the amount of ability now to totally control the flow of information and to even insert tags to indicate it was a foreign power like Russia that did the hacking, when any real first-level nation like Russia or Japan, if they want to hack us, they're not going to leave fingerprints, are they?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And we know among the revelations that have come forward that the CIA has the ability to plant the fingerprints of another nation. I mean, would never have happened. This was like a clumsy amateur job because they were deliberately leaving a trail of breadcrumbs to implicate Russia and distract from the contents of the DNC, which were so profoundly embarrassing. They had to have a cover story, Bill. They had to camouflage what was actually going on.
I think it won't be just a senior person within the Obama administration. My guess that even if he, quote, didn't sign the order or do the there's a phone trail that Obama himself and the senior administration are going to go to prison over this. This is bigger than Watergate, isn't it?
It is. It is much bigger than Watergate. It's a major scandal.
Well, this is the first time a president that is newly elected is being attacked by the previous president and has literally a shadow government in waiting trying to bring the government down by whatever seditious method, including a cabal with the intel agencies and the media. And I believe there'll be media and intel people that are going to go to prison as well.
I think that's highly probable, Bill. I think that's highly probable.
I mean, we look at the revelations by even people like Donna Brazile. She probably knew that at some point, if she didn't start to come clean now about her passing over questions. And I saw a tweet from Donald Trump saying, hey, what about Donna Brazile? Did she apologize for giving these questions and answers to Hillary Clinton? Of course not. So when people say they want him to stop tweeting, he says you can do nothing about it. Now he has 100 million followers on the blogosphere because of Twitter, Facebook, and et cetera. He can put out a tweet in a matter of seconds and cut right through the BS of the media, can't he?
Well, he's a media genius, Bill. I mean, what he does is circumvent the mainstream press
what he's
trying to report to the people isn't filtered and distorted by the mainstream media, which is their bread and butter. He also is able to create and direct the focus of other news reports because they need to respond to his tweets. And in addition, he's keeping his vast number of followers informed of his latest thoughts about current events and helping them to see through the charade, the deception, and the lies of the mainstream media.
Right. Now, Susan Rice is unmasked, apparently. It says right on Drudge. And, of course, defector Kim, this is a defector from the North Korea, Kim will use nukes. Now, I had a contact at CENTCOM 2.5 months ago that said that No. 4 No. 8 missiles are far more advanced than people think, and these are solid-fuel rockets now that can be launched from anywhere on the back of a very large truck or from a cave or whatever, and they can strike New York City now, as of the end of March. So people don't understand that while they're trying to paralyze Donald Trump's administration and his cabinet to deal with North Korea and China, we're in grave danger of a nuclear attack. And if you had an EMP attack, for example, it could kill a lot of Americans. I have my own reports going back to United States, Canada, and Australia that if the power went out here in 6 months, 90% of Americans would be dead. Just the power going out, nothing else. No invasion, no pestilence, nothing. Just the power. Yes, working perfect now.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back, and so, Jim, a lot of things developing very quickly, isn't there?
No question about it, Bill. There are also some very significant developments on the international scene in relation to foreign policy.
Right.
We have, of course, know that the Kremlin welcomed the president of Iran, Rouhani, to the Grand Kremlin Palace, indicating the significance the Kremlin places upon his visit, which is reflective of an emerging alliance between Russia, Iran, and China, which has enormous significance for world peace and stability. And, well, it should happen, because even Russia Insider has reported a lieutenant general in Russia, the U.S. is attempting to destroy Syria's critical infrastructure. This had been going on under Obama. I thought it would end under Trump, because this is a violation of international law. It's a humanitarian disaster. It makes it far more difficult to undertake post-war reconstruction. It appears to be a clear violation of Article 33 of the Geneva Conventions of 1949 that state no person may be punished for crimes they did not personally commit. This is a form of collective punishment. It's an obscenity that the United States should be doing this. It's completely disgusting. Another report, Russia turns on Trump, blames him for relations that are worse than the Cold War. I think for a whole lot of very good reasons, including, for example, that the Army General Joseph Votel, who's in charge of CENTCOM, declared that the United States should use military means against Iran. This is simply insane. Iran is a peaceful country that hasn't launched a war of aggression against any other nation since 1775, Bill. Iran ceased its nuclear weapons program in 2003, when the Saddam Hussein administration was taken out by the American invasion. They'd only been developing it in concern that Saddam might have nuclear weapons of his own, and they abandoned it. Our own intel agencies concluded in 2007 Iran was not pursuing nukes, a conclusion they reaffirmed in 2011. Even the Mossad came aboard in 2012 and agreed that they were not pursuing nukes 3 weeks before Bibi Netanyahu went to the United Nations and declared precisely the opposite. We also have another three-star general, David Waldhauser, who appears to have declared war on Somalia in the name of the United States by designating part of that African nation a war zone. This is very, very bad. It makes it look as though Trump has simply given a blank check to these generals to conduct their own wars without supervision, a vast betrayal of his commitment to end these wars in the Middle East. Instead, he appears to be initiating new ones. Scott Bennett gave a brilliant critique on Press TV that the U.S. must end its military support to Saudi Arabia, and I have given several in recent times that the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia pose the greatest threat to the Middle East, that Iran is not a threat, but, you know, it's falling on deaf ears. We're being subjected to a massive amount of propaganda, where U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who is quite an astute young woman, made a secret trip to Syria in January to investigate firsthand, has proposed a radical solution to the refugee crisis, namely that the United States should stop arming terrorists, Bill.
Wow. Amazing.
I mean, what could be simpler or more clear-cut than that?
Right. Now, where I see this going is that it's going to completely stymie the PNAC people, which, by the way, are primarily Republican. But you have to understand that the Clinton regime was actually purposely failing with the red line, with Russia, with all the other things they've done, to try to create a scenario to say, hey, Russia's moving into the Middle East. They're doing this on purpose. They're trying to take over the territorial control. And nothing could be further from the truth. And even people that are emerging, for example, it turns out with all the oil exploration in Iraq, the winners there were the Kurds. And part of the expansion of the Wahhabist-backed ISIS, ISIL, U.S., and Mossad-backed was simply over the fact that the majority of the oil now in the Middle East is in Kurdish territory in northern Iraq. Isn't it?
Yes.
And they didn't want to see the reemergence of the Medo-Persian Empire, which is from Isfahan in northwestern Iran all the way through to most of eastern Turkey is Kurdish territory, period. Historically, population-wise, etc.
Yes. Right? Yes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. We have. I hear the echo again. I hear. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, we have more news about targeting Michael Flynn because he blocked the Obama desire to invade Syria. This is very significant development because, of course, ISIS was created by the Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2012. I've documented the history of the growth of ISIS, where two UK helicopters providing supplies to ISIS were shot down by the Iraqi army. An American helicopter is shot down by the Iraqi Popular Forces. We have many photos of members of ISIS sporting U.S. Army tattoos, where the files of an aide to John McCain were hacked and revealed the taping of these fake videos of beheading for propaganda purposes on a soundstage in Tel Aviv or even Hollywood, where John McCain has been photographed many times with al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. Just do a search on John McCain with the head of ISIS. Flynn opposed all this nonsense, and that appears to be a reason why he has been targeted. He's willing to testify for immunity, of course, which is very appropriate, because under these circumstances, with such a voluble, a partisan inquiry, they could try to find anything they could find whatsoever to nail him for, no matter how trivial or unreasonable. So his desire for immunity is very appropriate. I'm stunned by the fact that Michael Flynn's lawyer once was a never-Trumper, once called Trump a Manchurian candidate, questioned his Russia ties. This is very disturbing. Moreover, however, we have reason to believe that the Flynn testimony could actually expose the U.S. deep state. Scott Bennett once again gave an interview on Press TV about how the United, the political establishment is concerned that Trump's former national security advisor could provide information that would expose and be harmful to the U.S. deep state. We do have the equally the absurd position, however, Juan Cole, arguing that Michael Flynn may have been Russia's primary channel of communication with the Trump team. I mean, it's embarrassing how ridiculous this gets.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're so persistent.
Well, I think that's because they don't have anything else to go on. They laid down this Russian meme early on, ignored the fact that the FBI was denied access to the servers, introduced this CrowdStrike source, which is completely corrupt, in order to support the meme, haven't pursued the actual evidence of the chain of custody going from Seth Rich to Craig Murray to Julian Assange. In fact, there have been multiple deaths, not only that of Seth Rich, but others that Julian Assange attorney wound up in front of a subway in London. The fellow who served a class action lawsuit on the DNC died a mysterious death. We had the FBI agent widely believed to have shared the treasure trove of 650,000 emails from Anthony Weiner's server with Julian Assange, winds up dead, his wife dead as well. The claim is it was a murder-suicide, and his house is burned to the ground to destroy any evidence. This is a classic black op assassination technique. We also know, as I've already reported, that a CIA whistleblower provided evidence to the Congress, to the Senate Intelligence and the House Intelligence Committee over 2 years ago, that Obama had Trump and many others under surveillance. This is Dennis Montgomery, who's a client of Larry Clayton, who is a completely brilliant guy, Larry Clayman, completely brilliant guy, who reports that Montgomery, who was a contractor for the NSA and the CIA, left with 47 hard drives and over 600 million pages of information,
much
of which is classified, tried to come forward to the intel communities to explain the systematic illegal surveillance on prominent Americans, including, Bill, get this, the Chief Justice of the United States, Associate Justices of the Supreme Court, 156 other judges, and prominent businessmen such as Donald Trump and even Larry Klayman himself.
Now, Jim, you've done more research on these issues probably than anybody. And the regular media are way behind the curve, even Fox News. Do you think, considering your amount of research and the solid facts you have, that you might be a good candidate for the grand jury itself to actually give your witness information? Because you tie it all together better than anybody I know.
Well, I'd be very pleased to serve in that capacity, Bill.
I recommend it, because I honestly think until we citizen broadcasters, because we're the real media, these other peoples are pretenders. They're seditious political hacks is what they are. They are not journalists to try to deal with independent facts. And again, whether it's Democrat or Republican, this is not acceptable in a democratic republic as America. This is not acceptable to have a deep state connection between the intel agencies and the media and globalist controllers and billionaires. And they accuse Donald Trump of having a really rich cabinet. When you look at the backers like Jeff Bezos, the second richest man on the planet, and other major billionaires, including George Soros, you've got to really wonder, do these people, are they mentally ill or evil, or think we're that stupid we're going to accept this crap?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But when they control the media, they have a huge advantage from the point of view of propaganda by endlessly reiterating false stories from multiple sources. Most Americans who get their news in sound bites, because they're spending most of their time keeping a roof over their head and food on the table, just accept as a rule what they hear. Except now, Trump has been exposing the fake news of the media. Even the New York Times has suffered so heavily in a loss of subscriptions as having to advertise for the first time in its history.
I don't think that it's a fait accompli. In fact, it's interesting that the people who supported Bernie Sanders are the least likely to accept the media. And a lot of Bernie people went over to Trump. And, in fact, I just found out from my son, who's a Bernie supporter, my second oldest son, that Seth Rich, of course, which is a Bernie supporter that gave this information, it wasn't given through leaks through Russia. It was a DNC Bernie supporter that actually gave this information to Seth Rich, who died bullets to his back in a typical assassination because he released DNC information about what they were doing. And
yes,
what's going on here is such a serious crime against the people of America, and not only America, the whole world, because America is so powerful. When it walks, it's such a giant empire, everybody shakes. Everybody is terrified by what's going to happen next. For example, I'm really glad that Tillerson is there, because I feel that negotiations and geopolitical action will prevent us having to do a military action against Kim Jong-un, because he really can nuke New York City today. You need to realize it's not a year or a decade away, it's today. That maniac, that mentally ill maniac, can do it today. And people in New York or anywhere else in America need to realize, if he has a bomb that doesn't even have to hit Target City, but can explode, say, 200,000 feet above the ground, he can create an EMP that can knock out 90% of the power grid in the United States, and we don't even have the replaced materials. We have to get them from China, who right now we aren't having the best relations. Now, with Trump there, he should make a negotiation so it's a win-win for us and China. They need to stop industrial espionage. You need to stop aggressive moves in the South China Sea. You need to stop supporting Kim Jong-un, who is a dangerous maniac. And this regime behind Kim Jong-un, if they threaten, for example, Japan, South Korea, or Taiwan, I guarantee you that China will be vaporized. They need to understand, while we're speaking, if they haven't done it already, which I'm sure they have, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan are being armed to the teeth with nukes and the space-based anti-missile systems, including the THAAD system, etc. And China better wake up and smell the coffee that Donald Trump is now in office, and we're not going to put up with this crap. We do want to make business with China, but we're not going to let us put us in grave danger. We're not.
Well, it's a volatile situation, one of many regions where war could break out. I mean,
it's the number one reason I have said this for decades. The Middle East is bad. But the North Korea situation is the trigger for World War III, period. It's it. And not only that, it won't be just China. People have to understand, this will trigger off a nuclear exchange between India and Pakistan that are in a sense directly connected to this mess. So wave one will be North Korea, wave two will be India, China, wave three will be the United States and Russia. That's the facts.
Yes.
That there's three waves of the nuclear apocalypse, of the nuclear demolition of planet Earth and human race. And anybody who goes to these underground hotels to escape it, the living will envy the dead.
Yes, we know that's the situation we're in today. It's fairly stunning stuff, Bill.
Well, the problem is, in ancient times, we would call it prophetic. You and I, I'm an ancient Hebrew believer, much more like the ancient Hebrew believers, and you're an agnostic. But we're literally speaking prophetically from a scientific, geopolitical point of view, and a spiritual point of view. If we don't get our act together, and that's why we have leadership, that's why even the conservative elements within the Republican Party, the so-called Freedom Caucus and Tuesday Group, need to get their act together and meet behind scenes like Rand Paul did playing golf with Donald Trump over the weekend, to say, if you don't hammer out health care, everything else is going to blow up. If you don't get tax reform, you're not going to repatriate money. And as the dollar implodes and we can't even afford to increase our debt ceiling, which right now happened March 11th, and by the end of this month, which is now just how many days away now? This is the third. In 25 days, if they don't pass the new budget and debt ceiling, the government's going to blow up. And if you don't recharge the EBT cards of 48.5 million Americans that get their food and groceries, you're going to have civil war in this country, and it's going to get ugly.
Well, I think there's all that potential and worse, Bill. I mean, you're absolutely right.
We don't have to go and say, you know, 5 steps from now, maybe, and there's a 5% possibility of this and 10% of that. No. This is a guarantee that if we don't meet these deadlines, we're screwed. It's like a patient that's had 5 gunshots to the chest, and you're clamping off their porta hepatis in their liver, and you're clamping off the arteries in their chest because you've done the rib splitters, and the patient's having, you know, tough breathing because they've got a hemopneumothorax, and you're pulling a piece of plate glass under the side of their head and clamping off those vessels before they go up to the operating room with the vascular surgeon and thoracic surgeons. And you know that you've already ordered X number of units of blood and ringers, etc. And if they don't get it and the patient doesn't get to the operating room, they're dead. And that's the status we're in right now in America and the world. We're that serious. It's like a multi-trauma victim. That's where we are.
Yes, I think you're exactly right, Bill.
And people need to grasp this. I hear either two kind of response. One is they want to elevate me that I'm some wonderful genius. You don't need to be a genius. You need to just ask honest questions, no matter what your religious or geopolitical point of view, left, right, communist, socialist, you just realize the human race is hanging. And people need to start grasping that unless we start to come together, we're all going to die really soon. How's that?
I think you're absolutely right. Some of these stories are making their way into the mainstream media. For example, Sheriff David Clark has asked, was DNC staffer Seth Rich killed because he knew too much? I think it was even simpler. It's because he blew the whistle. He revealed information they didn't want. Unsurprisingly, the new DNC committee chairman, Tom Perez, has asked the entire staff of the DNC to turn in their resignation letters amid major party turmoil. This is the best possible way to get rid of people who would have known what was going on then.
Right.
A fellow involved in the creation of the phony Trump-Russian dossier was exaggerating his business ties, claiming he had connections with Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, International Hotels Group, and the Trump Organization.
Wow.
He's just someone who slings a lot of bull. And, of course, you know, writing the absurd story of Trump hiring two prostitutes to pee on a bed Obama had slept in was just ridiculous.
Right.
There's an excellent question being raised. How squeaky clean is Trump that after 20 months of opposition research and wiretapping, all they have on him is the bogus Russia charges, Bill? And, of course, it's part and parcel of Pat Buchanan's observation that we have here an Obama plot to sabotage Trump.
I'll tell you the roots of why Obama is in such deep trouble. The first thing is he is a foreign citizen that's not qualified to be president, so everything he wrote in law is void. The second is he's involved intimately with Pedogate, as you mentioned before, ordering hot dogs and what's the other, pizza, are basically code words for pedophilia. So he is deep in the Pedogate scandal. And the third reason is his primary supporters and mentors, just like former head of the CIA, is Saudi Arabia and Wahhabists that are tied directly to the British Empire. Remember, Saudi Arabia doesn't squeak sideways, but the city of London tells them to do certain things. So British intel tied to Saudi Arabia and the state of It's a Real Hell. And people need to know they're our ally, but the Saudis and the Israelis have been steering American foreign policy for four decades plus. We're really in a deep pickle right now, spending treasure and blood for decades to support the regimes of Saudi Arabia and Israel. And it's not so much just to record their territorial things or either finances. They want to steer the entire world economy toward their ends against Russia, which is why Saudi Arabia did a lot of policies. And Israel, they don't want to take over the territory. They just want to balkanize the place to make it a mess so they can control all the oil coming out of Iraq and all the other issues of people that might, other nations that might rise in power like the Kurds. Now with 7 trillion barrels of oil in northern Iraq, this is the new oil kings of the Middle East aren't going to be the Saudis. They're going to be the Kurds in Tikrit. And they're freaked out by that. They don't want to see a resurging Iran that, by the way, doesn't sponsor terrorism, doesn't blow up bridges or kill people with machetes in a marketplace in France or drive buses to kill people. It's the Wahhabis. It's the Saudis. It's the British. It's supported by American CIA Academy, which is Blackwater Security. And I even talked to an anesthesiologist 7 months ago who's a dual American Israeli citizen who said, hey, I got to get out of here. I just did the care of an ISIS fighter in our hospital. It wasn't a military hospital. It was a regular hospital in Israel. So people need to understand Israel is intimately tied along with our CIA and Academy Blackwater Security in supporting ISIS. We're playing the other side, and we are in such trouble for it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill. I think you're completely right, and it's
just disgusting. It's disgustingly explosive. And the real danger here is what we're doing is we're guaranteeing, for example, with the rise of the danger of Saddam Hussein getting more and more advanced weapons, which we gave him, by the way, that Iran had to weaponize in order to protect itself from attack. And the same way as Israel, they're terrified that Israel is going to nuke Tehran or the Bashir reactor. I mean, it's amazing. Okay. Goodbye. We got rid of the echo.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Welcome back, Jim. So this week we have Gorsuch. Almost certainly they'll do the nuclear option. Mm. This week we have the meeting between Xi and Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump. This week we have the explosive testimony that's coming forward that's going to blow up Mr. Schiff's comments that he's trying to see if he could recruit Mr. Nunes. And by the way, Nunes went forward with information that had nothing to do with Russia. It was unveiling and unmasking American citizens before we had a formal government set up with a transition with Flynn. Flynn, I think, has grounds not only for making sure that he could file against suits against the government, but also against the Democratic Party and these particular individuals that actually trashed his career and almost, in a sense, sent him to prison, which is why he's asking for immunity, because his own attorneys would say, if you don't dot every I across every T, this is such a political witch hunt, they will try to find some reason to charge you with some kind of felony and put you away.
I have a couple of stories to squeeze in before we have to conclude.
Let's do that.
Top Clinton aide summoned by Congress turns up dead just days after being summoned to appear before Trey Gowdy's congressional committee to testify about Hillary Clinton's email server. One of her aides was found dead at home of natural causes. Johnston Wilson McGill, 34, was pronounced dead on his couch by a private doctor after suffering an apparent heart attack. A spokesman for Clinton's former campaign said that Huma Abedin, Clinton's deputy campaign coordinator, found McGill when she stopped by for coffee to discuss Clinton's plans for a run for mayor for New York City. Well, she must have been allowed in, maybe she arranged it. This is very strange. Right. Abedin told police that McGill suffered from an abnormal heart arrhythmia and that his doctor had always said a sudden massive cardiac event was a possibility. How did she know that?
Right.
She also told her publicist, make sure the whole world knew he was planning to cooperate with a congressional panel. Unfortunately, there would now be no testimony. And get this, Bill, if anything, even bitter. Jason Chaffetz brought in some government officials to discuss Hillary's email and was told that they have to be discussed in a closed session because the originating agency hasn't authorized their release. What Jason Chaffetz is discovering is that Hillary Clinton was CIA and that the CIA was involved in this whole email fiasco, which is part and parcel of why it's been so difficult to unearth.
Right.
One more story. New Huma Abedin emails reveal additional instances of Clinton sending classified information through unsecure emails, special favors for Clinton donors. There's a lot going on here, Bill. It's only going to get worse for Hillary and the Democrats.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the panorama of this is so stunning. And the fact that Donald Trump has accomplished so much already in the first 75-plus days, it's just amazing he's able to do all this. And it's amazing that he's now, with Mr. Tillerson and others, going to finally deal with North Korea. He's finally going to deal with these issues of Russia in collaboration. Now that they had this subway blow up and killed 10 people, it's obvious that the Russians are undergoing the same terrorism from Chechen rebels, etc., returning from Syria, as we've been exposed to in the West, in Europe especially, and America. So, thank you, Jim. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon with a major video. Sign up to live stream and you'll actually get a notification when we're ready to go live. If you want to send a message, you have to prove by going to NutraMedical1, the number one, emailing me or send me an email proving that you are one of our customer client patients, and you'll be able to have access. If you're not, you don't get to ask a question. We'll be back in a moment with Ed Martin and Larry Pratt coming up in Hour 3 tomorrow. We have another special guest for you. Don't worry. We have some amazing facts for you and the truth. Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.